Alrighty then, welcome everybody. Welcome to show number 54 of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am your host, Stuart Howe, and today is, if you're listening live, it's February 26th of the year 2022, what we're being told, and yeah, we'll go with that for now. But I'm happy to be here. I had Casey Whalen, my wonderful friend and field producer, was guest hosting last week, so that was nice. I had some things to take care of, and it's good to be back. So thank you for joining with us. I have a couple of wonderful guests lined up for you in the green room. Again, thanks to Casey Whalen, who, if you haven't seen his work on North Idaho Exposed YouTube channel, it is just phenomenal. It is really inspirational. He's doing good stuff, and you know, we've been helping each other out when we can, which is nice. It's kind of a really great thing to be part of, along with the lovely young ladies that I have waiting in the green room. You know, we are kind of all trying to make the world a better place, because I think we all believe, and if you're here listening, good chance you believe, that if we're not part of the solution, we are part of the challenge, the problem. And you know, there are certainly a lot to get done here, because we do have opposition from some scallywags and ne'er-do-wells that would like to see the world formed into something that suits their dark-hearted machinations, and we're not having it. It's not going to happen on our watch, and we're going in a different direction. So we're all aboard for this wild ride, folks. If you're not aware of the meaning of the name of the show, the White Rose Resistance Hour. The White Rose was a group of, primarily it was a brother and sister, Hans and Sophie Scholl, who stood in intellectual and philosophical moral opposition to the machinations of the totalitarian, fascist, whatever label you want to put on it, National Socialism movement of the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler. You know, and they just felt that people should be free and not subjected to that type of overlord slavery, you know, that particular variety, even though that was national. What we're facing now is global. But the White Rose Resistance is worth a look. It's worth a look into, because that is, I believe, what a lot of us aspire to do, is put up a moral, philosophical, and from the heart, good-natured, actually standing for truth, justice, and the American way. Not that it's necessarily just an American thing, but the principles that are outlined and codified in the Constitution and our rights, which come from our Creator, but are, you know, noted, are really what we're behind, and what a lot of people around the world are behind their version of standing up for these truths, these self-evident divine principles, natural law, if you will, karmic law, God's law, if you see it from that angle. But here we are, you know, and it's game on, and you know, not on our watch, not without us standing up and calling BS on the ne'er-do-wells and scallywags and Luciferian inverters of truth that are posing as anything but, in order to sway many people as they can to their machinations. So enough out of me. I would like to bring on our main guest, our lovely guest, Kate Van Rye, and she has, I'll let her tell you about it, but she has a project called the True North Report, and she is a wonderful citizen journalist, and she's done great work of late. Her work can be seen on Casey's site, which is North Idaho Exposed. And so, yeah, Kate, are you with us? Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me all right?
I can, yes. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. It's wonderful to have people like yourself on, and I've so enjoyed knowing that you're out there doing what you do, and your reports are phenomenal. So if you want, just go ahead. We've got about 15 minutes. Just go ahead and introduce yourself. Let people know what you're up to, who you are, and then, say hi. We've got a very, very high-minded audience. As you know, they're really well-informed. Right. And then we'll bring Summer on in a little bit. But, yeah, please go ahead and say hello to the audience, Kate.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. And hello, everyone. This is really an exciting time for me to have been stepping, for me, which would be back into journalism. So before I get into some background, I do have, it's a Rumble channel. In addition, I created a Substack account. Substack is for the print media, although video links can be embedded in there. And it's called True North Report, Truth Seeking with Kate Van Rye. And so I started it officially about a month ago. And my goal is to do at least one show a week. Sometimes that's happened and sometimes it hasn't. But this is just a growing endeavor that I'm just being flexible and seeing where it all takes me. So just to give some background for me of, I was thinking about before the call about, well, why did I choose to get started in independent reporting? And then to me, more specifically, here locally in North Idaho. And the first thing would be that I have been a professional journalist for about 10 years. So I attended Sacramento State University in Sacramento, California, and I received a Bachelor's of Arts degree in Communication Studies in 1996. And before I graduated, I had started an internship at KCRA-TV, which is an NBC affiliate there in Sacramento. And in there, I was the public relations director. And so I wrote and produced public service announcements and then just really got into all that goes on with news gathering and reporting. And so I've worked in TV and I've done some radio and then in print journalism. So, and that is where I really found my niche is in the print media. Because I tend to like to go more in-depth with stories, and print affords me a little bit more room. So for TV and radio, I didn't do reporting. I did more voice work in that. But with TV, you are limited on time. It just is the nature of the format. And so I liked print, where I was able to go a little bit more in-depth. So just through the years, I've always closely paid attention to news coverage, never really fully got out of reporting. I had a column in the Coeur d'Alene Press for a while called Reminiscent Road, and that was at a time when I had started my own personal historian business, writing people's biographies, because that was something I just really learned through my reporting is I really enjoyed hearing about the people behind the stories that I was covering. So through the years, I noticed that more and more opinion and unverified data was making its way into our mainstream corporate media. And I had been raising three boys, so I wasn't watching it constantly and all the time. But when I did, it was just so evident that something had really gone astray in reporting and the ethics that journalists are supposed to abide by, especially the amount of opinion. There was a time, like for anchors on for television, they're supposed to just read the news. They actually don't even write it. There's writers who put into a teleprompter what they're supposed to say to introduce the different stories. And I just noticed more and more, instead of just reading what the story is going to be about, they would give these side comments and commentary afterwards. And I personally did not like that, because I can make up my own decision what I think about something that I just heard. But that just is now seems to be standard. And then at least since Trump's presidency, and then to me worsening during the COVID situation, to me it is just corporate media has betrayed Americans. And I believe that corporate media has failed its citizens in providing unbiased, balanced, and truthful information. They're supposed to be our governmental watchdog to help prevent and expose corruption. I mean, the citizens, we can't be everywhere all the time at every city council meeting, at every all these different meetings and things that go on. That's part of the role of the media, is to be the eyes and the ears for the American citizens to help ensure that our government does not become corrupt and tyrannical, because we have a right to be informed and a right to have lots of information that gets put out by our government. And the media is also supposed to give citizens an array of diverse opinions and perspectives so that we can make decisions for ourselves. And it at this stage, corporate media is forcing a specific narrative to us while also ignoring and silencing contrary facts and personal experiences. And so for me, I'm usually one, I do a lot of research, I gather a lot of information, and then finally I'm an action-oriented person. And I finally was like, okay, well, I clearly see what I see and know what I believe. What is it that I can do to help save America, to help keep us free and fully informed? And that's when, through meeting Casey and some other support systems, it just became clear that, of course, I need to jump back into doing what I love and enjoy in my professional experience, and that is being an independent journalist here for North Idaho.
And you picked a great name, the True North Report. I mean, you have to have a True North. I mean, if you have no reference point, that's one thing I believe they've taken away. And just to interject, you know, they've created such a maelstrom of BS intentionally. I mean, you do research. I'm sure you're well aware of, you know, I gravitate towards learning how to have discernment and do research. And Operation Mockingbird is a CIA program, as I'm sure you're well aware. And the CIA, the director of the CIA at the time, William Casey, a quote from him that's verified and not disputed, is that the CIA owns everyone of any significance in mainstream corporate media. And that's what we're seeing. And you were very kind in the way that you portrayed it as unverified data that they're putting out. I would go so far as to say, yes, that's true. But it's also past that. It is an agenda. It's driven lies. It's agenda-driven lies that are orchestrated and coordinated globally by this cabal, by this global crime syndicate. You know, towards the top of the totem pole is this Adolf Schwab or Klaus Schwab, whatever the guy's, you know, World Economic Forum guy. And it is really almost by definition a conspiracy. They are colluding and conspiring to do this, and it's an open secret, which is why they've demonized the term conspiracy theory. That was that was expressed in the CIA document 1035-960 after the Warren Commission report, where they basically said it was an inner office memo, went out to all their station chiefs or operatives. They're like, don't get in discussion with these people that understand what happened on 9/11, or excuse me, on the Warren Commission. They, I'm paraphrasing. He said, don't let it evolve into a conversation based on fact. You've got to keep it an emotionally charged, you got to hurl words like conspiracy theorist at them, and don't ever let the facts come out, because we won't win that argument. So,
Yeah, and I would agree with you going to that next level I mean, it absolutely is an agenda. It's propaganda. To me, the corporate media is now just an extension of the deep state communist people, whoever that is, whether they're Democrat or Republican. And just even from personal experience, when I was in working at the television station, so this would have been the early 90s, and I was young, still in college, so early 20s, and the people who I worked with had been in the television industry for a long time, at least 10 years more than me. So I was a newbie learning a lot of things, and I did listen and pay attention, even if I didn't always say something, but I did hear at that time agendas being talked about. The editors have their morning meeting to decide what they're going to be covering that day. And they decide what's going to be on the news that day. And if they don't, it's not supposed to be where they interject their personal viewpoints, but they do. And even like when it came to advertisers, I had heard and witnessed things being not covering things or being more careful about things depending upon who's advertising on the TV station. And so I was already, and maybe things were a lot deeper at that time than I would have known just being brand new into it, but it wasn't completely hidden that there were agendas within the newsroom, and I could see how we would put on all the different TV stations. So we'd have them all on, the local ones and then the national, and everyone was covering the exact same story all at the same time, almost saying the exact same thing. And I remember thinking that it didn't make sense to me of why they weren't just all doing something different. And the stories were actually even showing up almost at the same time as well within the news show. And so I did notice that patterning. And I remember there was one time where a photographer was asking me what I wanted to do in broadcasting, what I wanted to do for my career. And I really had always loved, I've always been pretty strong with language. I loved gathering information, sharing information. I always felt knowledge was power. Truth sets us free. And so that was just always innate in me. And I had expressed something to the effect of I wanted to be in reporting because I wanted to improve it. I saw where there were things that we seemed to always be talking about just one angle, and it always seemed to be so fear-based, and there's so much great that's going on in the world, and there's this and that. And I remember not to make fun of me, but he laughed. And he smiled and he shook his head. He goes, "Oh, that's what we all thought when we first got into this." And I remember thinking, okay, I obviously come across and was a very ideological, was an idealist about the difference I might be able to make in reporting. And I felt, you know, if you want to change things, you change from the inside, which I think that's partly what has happened in our country. It's changed those who wanted to infiltrate our country have, and they're wanting to change it for the worse. It didn't deter me. I just remember making note of those things. And so I wanted to point out in terms of our local media is I actually do plan on doing a story about independent reporting and just the nature of media, especially locally. We have really only, aside from independent journalists, only have one company, which would be Hagedorn Newspaper Group, that falls under the Hagedorn Corporation. They publish newspapers in Idaho, Montana, and Washington, and in North Idaho alone. I would describe it as a monopoly on Idaho print media. They have four different newspapers, five if you can include the Post Falls Press.
Sure. We're going to break here. I'm sorry to interrupt. We'll pick this up on the other side and bring in Summer. But, yeah, wonderful. Yeah, Boss Hagedorn. Yeah, there we go. So... Hang with us, folks. We'll be right back on the other side of the break on the White Rose Resistance Hour with Kate Van Rye and Summer Bushnell.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
When May is rushing over you,
back, folks. We are leading into a short segment here, and what wonderful topics we were getting onto there. Yeah, you brought up a great point. You know, the Rockefellers did the same thing. They bought up all the newspapers, the major publications in America in the 20s, I believe. But they knew that if they could control the narrative and disinformation, they could control people's actions. And that's what, just what the Rockefellers did. And that's what Boss Hogadone has done with the local papers that you mentioned. Absolutely. And, you know, they're using an old, weak, and obvious playbook. Anytime this is pointed out, you know, factually, we can see how they have to control a narrative and be disingenuous and invert the truth to get people to go along with their machinations. And a lot of people just aren't anymore. We're not. But at the same time, I think, you know, we need to let the fearful and the weak that want to go along with the, you know, Satan's little helpers and, you know, join the injected masses and, you know, have their, you know, comforts in this satanic system. That's their free will. And I can't hate on them. I have love and compassion, but, you know, we're going a different direction. And, you know, our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions are going to co-create a much better, a master and slave free world, you know, where we control our fate and you know, without this tyranny that we've been under the mantle of to one degree or another for the entirety of human history. So we're about to, we're going to have another break here. I think we're in a couple of minutes, but what do you think? You want to go ahead and bring Summer in? She's been waiting patiently in the green room. How's that sound, Kate?
Yeah, I think it sounds great.
Yeah, Summer, are you there? We got just a couple of minutes. Can you go ahead and come on in and introduce yourself? And happy to have you here, Summer.
Yes. I'm trying to think of a good way to introduce myself. Katie did a good job with hers. Well, my name's Summer Bushnell. I've lived in North Idaho since, what, 2007? And I do the Bushnell Report. And I guess how I got started is, we had what local people refer to as Gundalane in 2020, and I went down there because I knew no mainstream media would cover it, and I took videos and pictures and posted them online. And so that's kind of what got me started, and then I was also recording. There's a lot of public meetings that aren't on YouTube. The last 2 years has gotten better. One of the good side effects of the whole pandemic is all the videotaping of meetings. And so that's what I've been up to. I also help people campaign for local office.
Nice.
Yeah. And I've met Katie just from, we've been covering things with similar interests. So we've both been covering Kootenai Health. I was trying to think of what topics were the big ones lately. We've had some shenanigans going on in the city of Hayden up here in North Idaho. And then the big one that I don't think people understand is the grocery tax in Idaho. I don't know if it's necessarily about the tax, but it's about bills actually being heard and not just stuffed in a drawer. So those would be the big topics, in my opinion, lately and for Idaho. I tend to be a little more Idaho-centric and Kootenai County-specific than most people.
That's a good thing. I liked it down there. I was in Coeur d'Alene for a month before I came up here to Sandpoint, and I really liked it. I didn't want to leave, but I had a job lined up here, and I really wanted to be in Heather Scott's district. But in any case, yeah, we're going to go to a break. On the other side, we'll have a nice long segment, and we could unpack a bunch of this. So great to have you here, Summer. Hang with us, folks. We'll be back in a couple of minutes to the White Rose Resistance Hour, show number 54 on RBN.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day. A million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. Hey, 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 hey. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? For those who choose to stay, who will live just one more day to do the things they should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, suspending in your emptiness, you feel you have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universal mind has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away. day.
Right. We are indeed skating away on the thin ice of a new day. And, man, what good company we find ourselves in here, too. This is awesome. You know, some great things were brought up here. We're heading into a long segment here on show 54, the White Rose Resistance Hour. And, yeah, that Coeur d'Alene militia response to the threats, not idle threats, of what Antifa and Black Lives Matter did in, you know, the havoc they wrecked, the fires they set, the people they hurt in, you know, other big cities up here, Portland and the like. You know, the intel was that they were coming here, and when I saw what, you know, the good armed citizenry of Coeur d'Alene and surrounding areas did to protect the protesters along with the local businesses, people of, you know, different colors and, you know, different backgrounds came together, and, you know, there were long guns, handguns, you know, pink Glocks and shotguns, along with, you know, local law enforcement, and they just kept the city safe exactly the way it's supposed to be. And it was so heartwarming to see. And it was also so, you know, it was not a surprise to see that, you know, demonized as a bunch of, you know, white supremacists. It had nothing to do with, you know, any particular, you know, the commonality is decency in protecting, you know, citizenry and protecting a neighborhood and a you know, local, you know, group of neighbors and family and people that own businesses from thuggery. But, yeah, it was heartwarming. And so, yeah, that was a topic at the mayor's roundtable, was, you know, the chicanery and the lies and deceit and the inversion of the truth around, you know, this one factor of them trying to demonize militias, because, of course, they don't want, you know, people to be able to defend themselves and defend each other against, you know, a tyrannical government and everything. There's, you know, a lot of other things swirling around, you know, ARPA. The ARPA thing was brought up at the mayor's roundtable yesterday. There were some of us that, like, you know what, not on our watch. You can't get away with this lies and deceitful BS anymore, because, you know, we're just not having it. And I'm so glad you ladies are here and you're not having it. So we've got a long segment here, so, you know, have at it. We've got 15 minutes at least, and feel free to, you know, Summer, Kate, to just kind of go over anything you think is important, and I'm just glad to have you here. Thanks.
Yeah, well, you want to go, Summer?
Well, I think in terms of the, sure, in terms okay. of, like, as I call it, Coeur d'Alene, I was just amazed by how many people believe the narrative. Like, I was telling people, go look at my YouTube, go look at my Facebook. I made everything public. I had to unfriend in real life people that just wouldn't listen. They're like, well, you're mistaken. And I'm like, I'm there. I have footage from being there. I'm not trying to tell you what to think of the footage. I'm just showing you the footage, and you still won't believe me. And that was my biggest thing about that was, oh, it can't be true. Well, you weren't there. How would you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sorry
I
to
remember,
interject, but... Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, just to interject, two of the main things that I formed this channel, this show on, is natural law and the trivium, how to learn things. And, you know, the first thing you have to start with is an open mind and look at the evidence, the, you know, the foundational first-person reporting or the, you know, actual observable facts, and then come to a conclusion on out of the actual good information. And some people, they just have been perverted to the point where they're going to believe a narrative and firewall off any kind of actual facts, like your great reporting and your firsthand video. And that needs to be undone. We need to teach people how to learn again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I remember when that was going on, and I have some friends who are in law enforcement, plus who I just know are connected to the militia groups, and I was really concerned about what was being reported was going to, that BLM was going to come to downtown Coeur d'Alene. And I remember texting and saying, please tell me you have this covered. Please tell me we're going to protect downtown. And I got a response back that, you know, don't worry, we're going to keep it, you know, we've got it. And so I drove around the area when people were down there, and I thought it was I remember feeling so grateful that this is where I live right now. And we still have a lot of work to do. We still have our own corruption and problems here in North Idaho. But at that time, and even through this COVID, I am grateful of the places I could be living right now, that this is my home and where I've been for 18 years. And I maybe have the benefit of, I did not read anything in the Coeur d'Alene press about that gun delay. And maybe that's a good thing, because I haven't subscribed to that paper for years, because I did read a little bit of it, having written for newspapers. And I really just couldn't do it, because it, to me, the level of journalism was so poor. And I wasn't going to spend my money reading or writing that. So what was in it. And so I didn't read anything that was going on at that time. But what I did read recently, that was something that really was kind of that the final straw, I guess, of me jumping in with the independent reporting, is what was going on at Kootenai Health in regards to what's the vaccine mandate was coming into place, where Kootenai Health Administration was putting out to the public that it was all because of Medicare, Medicaid, that they were mandating the shot. I call the shot because it's not a doesn't fit definition of vaccine.
The clot
shot.
Yeah.
The shot. Yeah. That. And I thought that was really. So anyway, and that was what was being put out there. And I even attended. It was actually pure coincidence. Before I even got started in this, I attended a meeting where John Neff was he's the CEO of Kootenai Health and has been for a number of years. He was a guest speaker at a business meetup event that I went to in Post Falls. And I'd never met him. I've never heard him speak. And it was more just talking about his background and how, being a leader for a company and that kind of thing, something like that. And I remember thinking, oh, this is great. I'm going to ask him a question about the shot mandate. And so towards the end of the Q&A, I did. And my perception is he did not like my question at all. And one of the things I didn't like, he did say that the reason that that Kootenai Health was requiring the shot was because of CMS. He never said anything about that this was something that Kootenai Health was going to do independently, or that's what they believe should be done, which subsequently turned out to be the case. And then he made this statement where it was a rhetorical question. It really wasn't for me to answer. But this, to me, really signified what the position was of the hospital. And he said to me in a rhetorical question, and really into the group, is, well, would it be fair for a vaccinated nurse to have to work alongside an unvaccinated nurse? And that didn't sit well with me personally, because at that time, we already knew that those who get the shot can still spread and get COVID as well, in addition to so many other factors. And then as I attended some of the Kootenai Hospital District Board meetings and listened in on them and did a little bit more digging, it came to be that indeed Kootenai Health, and I believe I have it right, that it was exclusively or almost exclusively under the desire of John Neff to implement a shot mandate for all their healthcare workers, whether or not Medicare, Medicaid was going to require it.
Well, so, and you got to remember too, when they were trying to get all the mask mandates passed in all the cities, and Coeur d'Alene was the only one that ended up doing that, Neff was going around to every city with the director that at that time of Panhandle Health, and they were really putting an intense amount of pressure on the cities to do a mask mandate. And they also share computer systems, so I know they're connected to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then speaking of, then in terms of the local coverage, I then went and read some of the articles that the Coeur d'Alene Press was putting out about Kootenai Health and the shot mandate and other things. And having listened with my own ears and done some of my own research and been amongst hundreds of healthcare workers who were choosing not to get the shot and what their experiences were, and then reading the story in the Coeur d'Alene Press, which to me was almost night and day. There were a whole bunch of voices that weren't even being heard in our local community because the Coeur d'Alene Press wasn't interviewing them, they weren't doing whatever, and that really bothered me. Of being a journalist, where it's like, this isn't right. This is completely, it doesn't matter if the Coeur d'Alene Press believes in one thing or another, their job is to go out and get varying different opinions and viewpoints and talk to people. And to me, the articles kept coming across as they were on the side of Kootenai Health and they were going to write stories that was favorable to them in their decision making.
Yeah, and just to interject, we've only got a few minutes left here in the segment. Mm-hmm. We're going to 50 minutes past the hour, so about 4 minutes, and we'll have a short break, and then that's going to kind of wind up the show. So mm-hmm. I'd love for you, ladies, to go ahead and spend the last few minutes here and just throw out anything you'd like about what you can to help inspire people to rally in support of freedom and what we need to do, and then maybe give out your contact information or where people can go again to hear you. And you'll hear the music come up in a few minutes, but yeah, please, any final thoughts on solution and inspiring people to get her done, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that just attending public meetings of your elected official, there are lots of them that they aren't used to having an audience, and you're allowed to be there unless they're discussing like a human resources matter. I think that would be the biggest one. Let's see, you can contact me at summerbushnell@gmail.com, and I'm on most social media platforms, or just look for Bushnell Report.
Cool. Sounds good. Yeah, I would agree to get involved if you can personally, to also support independent journalists so that we do have other voices being heard in our local community. And so if you have an aptitude for writing or can go to some of these meetings and then write up a report, and there's several local people who are getting more into the independent reporting, I think it would be great just to step up. And I think that this is the time for independent journalists to have their moment ever before. So, and my email is truenorthreport@protonmail.com. And then I have a Rumble and a Substack account at True North Report.
Phenomenal. And just to add my information in there, my email is EMAIL. And then the number 4, email 4, Stuart Howe, Stewarthowe, @gmail.com. I've got an old computer. I've been locked out of my Proton Mail account. So if anybody's got a MacBook Pro that's serviceable, email me. It would be put to good use. And, yeah, please, you guys make great points. If you can't get out there on the front lines, and everybody should be able to get out there a couple hours a week, we need to. We just have to. There's no reason good enough not to. But if because of family and whatever, you're homeschooling your kids, you can't, please support people that are out there. It's a group effort. And yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got about a minute here. And it's been so lovely having you ladies on. We're going to go to break in a minute.
Summer rocks. Summer's awesome.
Yeah, I've really
enjoyed, he was out there.
No, you are too.
No, you're awesome.
But I love that we have more people stepping up, I love it.
Yeah, isn't it great?
There's a lot of stories to be told. Mm-hmm. A lot of stories to be told, and we can't all do everything, so.
And everyone is welcome.
Correct.
Everyone is welcome, mm-hmm. and you are, whether you know it or not, you are welcome and loved and part of the mm-hmm. part of the solution. Just because you're here, you're listening, and it's time for us to band together and be the solution, be the change we wish to see in the world. And we may be skipping the last break. I don't hear the music come up, so it happens.
Well, I'd say the final thing is we the people are the media now. We the people need to be the media right now more than ever. So,
yeah. And, yeah, let's plug Casey. Man, I mean, that's how I've gotten to see all your work is, Summer and Kate has been on Casey Whalen's North Idaho Exposed YouTube channel, and he's got other stuff going on. He's getting support, which he deserves, and wonderful to see. Yeah, there's
a deal coming up. Yeah, I was going to say the nice thing is like, Casey and I don't always agree on everything, but we still help each other on the issues that we agree on. And that's fun.
Yep.
Yeah, we all want to be in a better world. So, yeah, guys, stay with us if you like. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after the break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There we are. We are back from break, finishing up the show here, show number 54 of the White Rose Resistance Hour. And wow, this has been really fun. I'm so glad that you ladies were able to join me for the show. And we just got a couple of minutes here, so anything that we can to wind down the show is great. I mean, any final thoughts, any observations or anything that you'll wish you'd have said if you don't say, have at it.
Hey, Summer, you got anything?
I just love the Natalie Merchant and Jethro Tull, that the beret, the flute melodies. Apparently it was like a turn of the 15th century thing that they brought back. I just love having that in there. So, but yeah, any final thoughts would be great. You'll hear the music come up and we'll be exiting, but anything, Kate, anything, Summer?
I know for me, I don't know if some are still there, but I know for me, I'll just mention that some stories I'm working on for True North Report coming up is I'm doing my best to cover the things related to Idaho still being in a COVID state of emergency, because that has some implications, whether it be the courts or funding like that ARPA money, and also just to follow up on things going on at Kootenai Health related to that. I also plan on doing some stories about our elections, how our voting system is, and some candidate information, and then nice. Just continue to try our best to cover local government stuff. So, and I'll take story ideas too. So, True North Report at protonmail.com. Any story ideas, I'm accepting them.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I like the think globally, act locally thing, and Heather Scott mm-hmm. was a big inspiration on that. You know, she was my rep here, and then they realigned the district. So now hopefully Catron will come in and pick up the mantle and do a great job. But I just love having mm-hmm. the people that we have up here. You know, it's just phenomenal, whether it's Heather or Chad Catron or you guys, you know, and anybody else and everybody else that we haven't met, friends we haven't met yet. You know, we're all
That's
in
great.
A great place. And, yeah.
That's right. Awesome. And our local areas where we have the most control and power to make changes and then it ripple out. So that's why I'm keeping the reporting local for now.
Yeah, that's so great. I mean, there's so many great things being done, going after some of these scallywags, their bonds to get mm-hmm. them, you know, just ousted and then, you know, bringing in somebody who is pro freedom, you know, no masters, mm-hmm. no slaves mentality. Usually what it comes down to, I mean, you mentioned that we don't have to agree with everybody on everything, but no masters, no slaves. That's a pretty central one.
That's right. Well,
thank
We're
you.
Born free.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Kate. We are getting ready to go here. I hear the music coming up, but thank you. And everybody, thanks. I love you. Have a good week. Be kind to each other. And we'll see you next Saturday, God willing, and the river don't rise.
That's right. Thank you. God bless.
Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of a new day.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.